Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, the CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the United States. He is the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program, sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lungs transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He's a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. I am your co-host, Jennifer Green.
And I am Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. So listen up, if you're struggling with your weight, if you feel like there's no hope, if you feel like you've tried it all, perhaps you're currently enrolled in a boot camp or are using one of those popular workout DVD programs, or you're on some new diet and you're simply not getting where you need to go. Well, folks, there is hope. Today's topic is, are you currently performing a round and strong workout? And why these types of workouts will never deliver the perfect symmetric and sculpted body you've been working so hard for or dreaming of achieving. First, what is a round and strong workout? Round and strong workouts, as I call them, are not new. In fact, perhaps one of the most successful powerlifters of all time, Soviet weightlifting legend Vasily Alexeyev, set over 80 world records and 81 Soviet records in weightlifting and won gold at the 1972 and 1976 Summer Olympics. Yet when you look at his picture and videos, he looks like he's about 9 months pregnant with a massive distended gut. So the question is, are you performing a round and strong workout routine? Are you wasting your money paying a personal trainer who's delivering you a round and strong workout routine with round and strong results? Is that DVD you're doing delivering round and strong workout results? Think about it. If after several months of doing that boot camp class or taking the fitness class or using that personal trainer or that new DVD workout, are you losing weight? And is the symmetry of your body significantly changing, or are you just getting a round and strong looking results? Is that a look you're going for?
So we've got two great guests today who've had some phenomenal success with the Armageddon Weight Loss Program, Corey Rose and Colette Stewart. Why don't you tell us, Bruce, a little bit about Corey Rose?
Well, Corey's arguably has one of the most perfect butts you've ever seen. She has two jobs. Corey works full-time as an IT and accounting professional, working as a data analyst for a well-known insurance company in North Carolina. She also worked part-time as an accountant for her family business. And let me also add that when you work for your family business, it really isn't part-time. It's really full-time, plus your regular full-time job. So Corey's a very busy woman. While juggling these two jobs, Corey also utilized Armageddon Weight Loss to not only get rid of her unsightly cellulite, she built the most amazing body with amazing six-pack abs and literally, like I said, one of the most perfect butts you've ever seen. Don't believe me? Go check out our website. We have lots of pictures and videos. You be the judge. I think you'll agree. Her butt is so perfect that she has her own butt workout video called Titanium. Our second guest is physical therapist Colette Stewart, who has a master's degree in physical therapy. Colette is currently a stay-at-home mom to her twin 11-year-old boys and her 10-year-old girl. She's also married to Tony, her husband, who's an anesthesiologist physician. After being pregnant with twins, Colette suffered from an umbilical hernia that left her stomach disfigured. Even after corrective surgery, her stomach never quite looked the same. Women, you know what I'm talking about. Colette used Armageddon Weight Loss to transform her stomach into a beautiful work of art. Beautiful six-pack abs, amazing legs, and yes, she has her very own Armageddon perfect butt. If you're in doubt, again, go check out our pictures on our website at ArmageddonWorld.com. I think you will agree and will be amazed by our transformation.
Bruce, what is the Armageddon Weight Loss Program?
Armageddon Weight Loss Program was developed by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. It is based on empirical laws of science, and it is personalized based on your goals and objectives. Now, before we begin our program today, I always put this as sort of a disclaimer. So what qualifies me to make the claims I'm about to make? Well, our team consists of 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, physical therapists, registered dietitians, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are part of my team. In fact, 50% of my clients currently work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon Weight Loss is now being considered by many in the medical community as the most scientific-based and most well-put-together program that actually delivers honest, sustainable results.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Round and Strong workout and talk to our guests about their great success with the program.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne.
And this is Jennifer Green.
Okay, our show topic today is, are you performing a round and strong workout? And why these types of workouts will never deliver the perfect symmetric and sculpted body you're working so hard or dreaming of achieving. So first, what are round and strong workouts? Well, it's a terminology that I actually developed or came up with. Round and strong workouts are not new. In fact, perhaps one of the most successful powerlifters of all time, Soviet Russia's weightlifting legend Vasily Alexeyev, set over 80 world records and 81 Soviet records in weightlifting and won gold medals at the 1972 and 1976 Olympics. Yet when you look at his pictures and videos, he looks like he's 9 months pregnant with a massive distended gut. You can take a look at our website. You'll see what I mean. Very attractive, right, Jennifer?
He may be very talented in weightlifting, but looks are not his thing.
Well, looks are not everything, Jennifer. So the question is, not to diss Alexeyev here, because I'm actually a fan, but for the lifting part of it. But the question is, are you performing a round and strong workout that'll deliver the outcome so you'll look like Vasily Alexeyev here? Are you wasting your money and paying personal trainers who are delivering round and strong workout routines that delivers round and strong results? Is that DVD you're doing delivering round and strong workout results? Think about it. If after several months of doing that boot camp class or taking that fitness class or using that personal trainer or that new fancy workout DVD, is the symmetry of your body changing? Are you actually losing significant amount of weight? If not, are you just getting stronger, but you're still around? Is that the look you're going for? Well, we have two guests today. Our two guests are Corey, and Corey, arguably, in my opinion, has one of the most perfectly amazing butts you've ever seen. And if you don't believe me, go to our website and check out our pictures. You will see what I mean. Now, Corey, our first guest, she has two jobs, so she's a very busy woman. Corey works full-time as an IT and accounting professional, as a data analyst for a well-known insurance company in North Carolina. She also works part-time as an accountant for a family business. And as I've expressed before, there's no such thing as working part-time for your family. It's really full-time. Now, in addition to that, Corey's also a very busy woman. While juggling these two jobs, Corey also utilized Armageddon Weight Loss to not only get rid of her cellulite, she built the most amazing body with six-pack abs and literally the most perfect butt you have ever seen. Our second guest is Colette Stewart, who has a master's degree in physical therapy. Colette is currently a stay-at-home mom of to her two twin boys and her 10-year-old girl. She's also married to Tony, her husband, who's an anesthesiologist physician. After being pregnant with twins, Colette suffered from an umbilical hernia that left her stomach disfigured. Even after corrective surgery, her stomach was never quite the same. It didn't look right. Colette used Armageddon Weight Loss to transform her stomach into a beautiful six-pack, a set of six-pack abs. She has amazing legs, and yes, she also has an amazing Armageddon butt. Again, if you're in doubt, go to ArmageddonWorld.com and check out her pictures. You be the judge. First time somebody is telling you, Colette, to go check out your butt online, right?
Yes. All right. Yes, Bruce.
So, Corey, I understand that you live near the beach in North Carolina. And I know that there was a time when you were overweight, you had cellulite on your legs, and your butt was kind of saggy. It wasn't where you wanted it to be. And you wrote that I realized while looking at a summer picture that I needed to do something serious about it. I thought about surgical procedures, and that would include a knife and lots of recovery time and lots of money. So tell us a little bit more about how you felt about your body. How did that affect your self-esteem?
Absolutely. I live about an hour and a half from the beautiful Crystal Coast of North Carolina. And my husband and I spend every weekend just about at the beach. And over the past 20 years, I have slowly packed on the pounds, and my confidence had dwindled. I began to have to keep buying bigger bathing suits. That was depressing. I had tons of them when I was in my early 20s. Tons of bathing suits, and over the years they dwindled to a couple because I just didn't feel like getting into a bathing suit. I didn't like looking at my saggy butt. I didn't like looking at my cellulite legs, and it was just depressing.
Yeah, there's nothing worse, I think, this time of year than going bathing suit shopping, and that could really spur you to make some changes.
Absolutely.
So Corey, what are some of the programs that you tried in trying to get your body back into shape?
Oh, where do I begin? There has been tons over the years. I have tried everything from expensive creams, lotions, diet plans, weight loss drinks, personal trainers, insane DVDs. I even had expensive laser treatment. And I would get some results, and they'd come right back, and I could never maintain or get off the weight that I truly wanted to get off.
So how did you find Armageddon Weight Loss?
I was in my dermatologist's office, and I was talking to my esthetician, and she was talking to me about this new beauty magazine, and I was like, I've never heard of it, but we started flipping through it, and she says, you've got to see this article on banishing cellulite. I said, okay, I'll do anything, you know, because I've done everything and I cannot get rid of my cellulite. So we opened that up and read it, and I thought it was pretty amazing, and it happened to be an article on Armageddon Weight Loss, and I believe it was Cindy that was in that article, and I was pretty impressed. So that point is when I picked up the phone and ordered Armageddon.
That's right, folks. Her doctor's office recommended the program.
They did.
So, Colette, let's shift over to you for a second. You've been athletic most of your life, and you're a trained physical therapist. What are some of the competitions that you've competed in? I understand that you're a collegiate cross-country runner and a mid-distance runner. You completed marathons as well. What have you been involved with?
Yes, that's correct. I was a cross-country runner in high school in Texas, and in track, I was a miler and a middle-distance runner. I went to college on a full cross-country and track athletic scholarship. I've completed 11 marathons since 2001, I believe, and I've actually run and completed the Boston Marathon 4 times. In fact, 1 year, I think I was the 102nd woman to finish in Boston, which is, considering how many people run that marathon, is quite an accomplishment.
Awesome.
So yes, I've been very physical and athletic most of my life.
So why did someone like you needed to use Armageddon Weight Loss? What was frustrating you?
Well, I utilized this program because I was losing the body that I loved having in my 20s and early 30s. I couldn't just eat anything I wanted to anymore and just run it off. I needed something that was personalized, that provided personalized guidance and structure and coaching and someone to a program that would help me to combine the right balance of nutrition and strength training and cardio to help me attain my goals and at this point now to help me maintain my fitness.
And that's right, folks. What happens is when you're younger, you can do a lot of programs, including round and strong workouts that sort of, you know, because your metabolism is much faster, you know, you're younger, you know, you can see your genetic advantages a lot better. Your hormones are different. You can try a lot of workouts and get decent results with it. It doesn't mean that it's very scientific, complete, or even holistic. It just means that your body's compensating for those missing components. But as you begin to get older, even elite athletes start to realize, wait a minute, I'm missing some pieces here. I got to be much more precision on all the components in order to maintain the level of fitness that I'm having. So could you give me some names, without naming names, could you give me some names of types of programs that you tried along the way to get the body back and keep the fitness level that you have had all those years?
Well, without giving any names, I've tried programs that have included shakes and pills and supplements. I've tried the low-carb, high-protein diets, paleo diets, detox programs, and, you know, I've even used an online running coach and a certified sports nutritionist, neither one of which helped me whatsoever achieve my weight loss goals and to achieve the level of fitness that I've now attained on the Armageddon program. Actually, now, too, you know, I've always loved to run, and running is a breeze now every time I go out the door, because of the level of fitness that I've attained. Whereas running before was becoming a stressor and a burden, before I started Armageddon, it was becoming more of a stressor and a burden, and it wasn't the joy that it once was for me. I think because my body was increasingly unable to handle the work and stamina and strength that's required to run several miles comfortably several times a week.
So 89% of post-pubescent females have cellulite, and there's currently no known cure. Corey, how did you feel about your cellulite and on your legs and on your butt? And was Armageddon Weight Loss able to tailor a program to address your cellulite? Tell us about your results.
I'm surprised that there is no cure for cellulite, because mine's gone. With Armageddon Weight Loss, within the 3 months that I lost my weight, my cellulite was gone. I don't see it anymore. I'm toned, I'm fit, and it's gone.
Did you have any cholesterol issues?
I did. Over the years, with my gaining weight, my doctor would constantly, every year, say, your cholesterol's getting a little higher. And every year, he'd be a little more worried about my cholesterol. Till it finally got borderline high. He was just about ready to put me on medication, and it was right about the time that I got onto Armageddon. I had my blood work done, and it was borderline high, and I had it retested 4 months later, which was 4 months into the Armageddon program, and I had dropped 50 points. I couldn't believe it.
Fantastic.
My doctor was surprised, and it was amazing, the results that I got from that.
It's so nice to have been able to, you know, bypass going on to the medication, because of course, once you're on medication, that has other implications and side effects. So congrats to you. And Colette, your husband's a doctor, a medical doctor, and as a physical therapist with a master's degree, you have both a medical background and are a trained competitive athlete. As someone who is trained with an advanced degree in exercise physiology, what are some of the issues that you see with many of the programs on the market?
Well, I believe that they're too generic and one-dimensional. Many times they're too advanced for beginners and novices. So many people, you know, they become burned out or injured before they, really even get started. They're just not comprehensive and smart and progressive. They're designed in such a way that, you know, it's set up where clients, many of them are set up, they set up clients for failure at any chance of long-term sustainable success.
Some of those programs seem like, yeah, mostly because they're not well-rounded. I mean, they're just so one-dimensional.
Correct.
Corey, so knowing what you know now about weight loss and fitness and health in general, and looking back before you were introduced, did you actually do any round and strong workouts? And what do you think about these type of approaches?
Absolutely. I did a lot of round and bout, round. What's that word?
Round and strong.
Yeah. I did lots of round and strong workouts. I never heard of it put that way. But, yes, one of the big things I can think of is a personal trainer. I spent a lot of money on a personal trainer to never get the results that I wanted. I might have gained some muscle and a little bit of strength, but I never lost the weight, and I never got happy with where I wanted to be with my weight and the way I looked.
That's the results of round and strong. That's your typical result. You get stronger. You may lose the first 5 or 10 pounds before that, or the what I call your boot camp weight, which is if you're 300 pounds, you'll lose the first 20 pounds. But you're not really not going to lose that core weight that you're looking to lose. So that's what a round and strong workout delivers. Do you still have friends or family members you see that might be doing these type of workouts?
Oh, yes, every day. I mean, everybody knows. There's a number of them out there. And I don't have any friends or family that have gotten the results that I would be happy with.
So do you see them kind of struggling?
Mm-hmm. I do. They're constantly like
kind of yo-yoing, and
the yo-yoing, and that's what I did for many years. I yo-yoed. I mean, I was always constantly 30 pounds overweight, and I would lose the 10 pounds on these diets or exercises, but I could never get that last 20 pounds off to complete the weight loss.
I think a lot of people struggle with the last 20 pounds, but also it's that first 20 pounds.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Corey Rose and Colette Stewart.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne, and I'm your host. I am the creator of Armageddon Weight Loss Program, along with my team of 22 medical doctors, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Over 50% of Armageddon Weight Loss clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Armageddon Weight Loss is being considered by many in the medical community as the most scientific-based and most well-put-together program that actually delivers long-term success. Don't just take my word for it. We had Carlos right here in our studio last week, who lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. Today's topic is, are you currently performing a strong and round workout, or what I call a round and strong workout? And why these types of workouts will never deliver the perfect symmetric sculpted body you have been working so hard to achieve or dreaming of achieving. First, what are round and strong workouts? Now, I made up that terminology to make a point, but you'll know what it is because you may have done it before, or you might be doing it now. Round and strong workouts are not new. In fact, perhaps one of the most successful powerlifters of all time, Soviet Russia's weightlifting legend, Vasily Alexeyev, set over 80 world records and 81 Soviet records in weightlifting and won gold at the 1972 and 1976 Summer Olympics. He was well accomplished. Yet when you look at his pictures and videos, he looked like he was like 9 months pregnant with a massive distended gut. So the question is, are you performing a round and strong workout? Is your workout delivering these type of results? Is your personal trainer in the gym delivering you workout routines that when you're finished with it, you got a little bit stronger, your numbers may have gone down a little bit, yes, your cholesterol went down a little bit, etc. But overall, when you look at yourself, you really kind of look the same. You're still round. You just got stronger. So is that the look you're going for? So our two guests today is Corey Rose and Colette Stewart. Corey Rose works full-time as an IT and accounting professional, working as a data analyst for a well-known insurance company in North Carolina. My second guest is Colette Stewart, and Colette has a master's degree in physical therapy, and she is mother to 11-year-old twin boys and a 10-year-old girl.
Colette, after you had your surgery, we had introduced you, you know, talking about the fact that you had a hernia. After you had your surgery to repair the hernia, how did you feel about your stomach?
Well, I didn't like it, that's for sure. I about 3 months or so after having my twins, I started back running, and it felt very uncomfortable, and I even felt sick and nauseated many times because of the large separation in my abdominal muscles. I know I didn't like my new stretched out middle, and I even remember one lady asking me, if I was pregnant when my twins were about 6 months old. That's how I looked.
That's got to be the worst.
Yes, I know. You don't ever ask a lady if she's pregnant or not if you don't know. But I was very self-conscious and about my less than perfect post-twin baby body. I thought for a while that this would just have to be my new reality.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, did you ever feel like, oh gosh, this is just the way it's going to be? I'm a mom now. Or, you know, what gave you hope and how did you get that six pack back?
Well, I mean, like I said, I thought that was my new reality, but, I had the hernia surgery. I was glad I had it done because it helped pull in that separation of my abs some, but, and it helped take care of that nausea I was experiencing while I went out on my runs. But aesthetically, the surgery did not by any means give me six pack abs. Maybe I might have had six pack abs as a teenager and a college runner, but I never had this kind of, I've never really had this kind of definition until after following this program, because I didn't know how to train properly to get that type of body. I never even thought I could look like this. Even my husband told me that here recently that he goes, oh, I've never seen you look this fit, even in all the years that we've been together. So,
welcome.
it's true though. So yes, it's I'm really really amazed at my results. I never thought I could look this good, because I think I look better now than even I did as in my 20s or even as a college runner.
Yeah, you look great in the pictures, that's for sure.
It's quite impressive.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Corey, now the complete flip opposite of that. You were not an athlete before Armageddon weight loss. Were you?
No, I was not. I mean, I was not an athlete in high school, but I mean, I did track and cross country and volleyball. But when I got to my 20s and 30s, no. I ran a few 5Ks out of breath the whole time, but that was about it.
So do you have a really difficult time running 5Ks now, Corey? Do you even bother running a 5K anymore?
No, I really don't. No. I do run them, and they're just ease. I run them.
For your warm-ups.
That's right. I mean, they are my warm-ups. A few times a week, that's what I do, a 5K for my warm-ups.
So what are some of the races that you've ran over the years? Or since Armageddon, anyway, since you did your program.
Right. I actually have a funny story. It's not really funny. It's I'm very proud of the story. when I was 3 months into Armageddon and pretty much close to my weight loss and was feeling really good, I was toned, I was feeling great, one of my friends was signed up for a half marathon. And she was training her last week before the marathon. She had to run 12 miles. And I had just started kind of jogging and that kind of thing. All my friends were running. I was interested in running. So she said, "You want to come out and run a few miles with me, or, you know, run the 12 miles?" I laughed. I said, "Well, I'll go jog with you." I said, "And when I'm done, I'm done. I'll just go home." Well, by the end of that run, I had run that 12 miles with her and felt outstanding. Now, I don't recommend doing that because I definitely didn't have runner legs, but my endurance, my breathing back when I was out of shape was horrible, and I could just remember my chest feeling so heavy when I was running. I had none of that. I felt outstanding. I told her, I said, "I'm ready to go. I wanted to sign up for the race." But luckily, it was full because I really did need to properly train those legs. It was full, and I ended up running the 5K and got a first place in my age group. So I did really well.
That's awesome. Look at you.
We're talking about running, and gosh, one of the first things I think about having a child who was a runner and myself who used to run is injury prevention. There are lots of workout programs out there that I once heard a physical therapist say that these guys are keeping us in business in reference to the crazy workouts that some of these programs have middle-aged people doing, that they're sending people into massive volumes into the hospital. What are your thoughts about this, Colette?
Well, yes, I that does happen frequently. What I like about this program is that it's progressive, unlike many of the programs out there on the market, and it allows for success at each stage of the program without injury. Each phase in this program is challenging enough to allow success and results. But personally, I've never once have been injured on this program. I believe that, you know, it's set up where you can be consistent, and consistency is the key to success, and this program allows that, which many of the programs out there, you get injured and you have to lay off for, you know, a week or so and then come back, and so you lose that consistency. But if you follow your program, your Armageddon program, and you listen to your coach, you don't get bogged down with injury after injury.
So what do you think? Do you think that's what makes Armageddon different from everything else?
Well, there are several things that make Armageddon different. I think first that there's structure in every facet of your individual program, you know, from the nutrition to the strength training to cardio and injury prevention. Second, you have a coach to monitor your progress and to answer your questions. And thirdly, I think this program, it focuses on core and trunk stability before advancing the exercise, and the same with cardio. And that's really, really crucial as a physical therapist, seeing injuries. That core and trunk stability is really crucial in injury prevention. Fourth, it's very educational, and the information is provided before and throughout the program about why you're doing what you're doing, and so it empowers and motivates you.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Corey Rose and Colette Stewart on the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. This is Jennifer Green, your co-host.
And this is your host, Bruce Wayne. So, Colette, before this segment, we actually were talking a little bit about how Armageddon has benefited your life. I wanted to just really quickly, if you could just tell me, how has Armageddon affected your family?
Well, I would say it's mostly affected them positively. It's improved my mood and energy level, so, you know, I can do more for my family. And as a spinoff, you know, my husband and kids have incorporated better nutrition and some of the exercise, so they're healthier as a result.
Your husband is an anesthesiologist physician. What does he think about the program?
He really likes the program, and he's actually, you know, incorporated parts of the program into his routine. And, you know, honestly, at first, you know, I don't think he really liked me. It's funny you should ask, because initially my husband, he's also an avid marathoner as well as a physician, and he was telling me at the program it wasn't good for me and that I should continue my running only routine. But now that he's seen the results, like I said, he incorporates Armageddon into his own workout routine, and his attitude has evolved into really a completely positive one as I've progressed through this program.
Corey, how has Armageddon weight loss affected your family?
The big thing for myself, fully rounded, I feel healthy, I feel strong, I feel confident, and I love the way I look in the mirror. My husband, it has helped him, since I pretty much prepare all the food, he's pretty much had to eat and go along with whatever I'm doing. Like myself, I had cholesterol problems. He also did too. We just got his results back, and he is no longer on the higher end of the cholesterol line. He has come down now, and it's definitely improved his health. And he's actually seeing me exercise. It kind of motivates him to get moving a little bit more, and he'll go for walks with me. And he's actually ran a few 5Ks.
And you had adult acne. How's the program helped that?
I did. I struggled I never had it in my teenage years. About in my late 20s, early 30s, I started getting adult acne. And I was like, you're not supposed to have acne as a 30-year-old. You're supposed to have it as a teenager. And I never had it as a teenager. So I spent a lot of money on acne creams. Insurance paid some, but I paid a lot out of pocket for acne creams, and I was on them for years. And when I started Armageddon weight loss, I started noticing even on the creams, I would still break out. Not extremely, but I would still break out. And when I started Armageddon weight loss, I noticed them starting to diminish slowly. So I was like, well, maybe I can start coming off this very expensive cream. And I slowly did, and after 6 months, and I was kind of, I was afraid, because when you live with adult acne, it's pretty terrifying thinking that you're going to go back with all that acne again. And I slowly started coming off of that cream as I was doing Armageddon, and I had no acne. It was gone. After 6 months, my acne was cleared up, and I attribute it fully, because I changed nothing else in my life except the Armageddon program, and my acne was gone until this day. 2 years later, I am cream-free and acne-free.
So there you go, folks. You actually save money on the program when you decide to follow a scientific path towards your health with a multidisciplinary team of scientists and experts involved. You're going to actually get a much more holistic outcome as well. Speaking of holistic outcome, Jennifer, I'll tell you a story. Just this happened probably about 3 or 4 days ago. I was actually in a fitness center somewhere where I was doing some presentations, and there was a gentleman in there, and I see this all the time. In fact, I call it the prime directive, just like Star Trek. I never interfere. I just observe. And this guy looked like he's going to have a heart attack any day now. He had that distended stomach that went on forever. And he came in there, and the only thing he did was he did some curls, he did some bench press, and you went out the door. And there's some, you know, cardiovascular and diabetic related issues that people need to understand about round and strong workouts. Round and strong workouts, you know, can lead to cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, colorectal cancer, premature death from many causes, high blood pressure. In fact, from a diabetic point of view, 60 to 70% of the people who are affected by diabetes will have nervous damage. From the age between 20 to 74 years old, diabetes is a top cause of blindness as well. In fact, if you were to stand in a room with 10 people, basically 1 in 10 people are diagnosed with diabetes, and by 2050, actually 3 in 10 of those people will actually have diabetes as well. So this is quite something that you need to, when you're focusing on your workout, you really need to be thinking about the underlying health. So folks, when you're thinking about weight loss and fitness, or you're trying to get in shape, always think about a comprehensive approach. Armageddon Weight Loss was developed by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and athletes combined. We literally have 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, a physical therapist, registered dietitian, and more people than I can think about right now who are a part of my team. So the thing is that when you approach our program, you're going to get a much more comprehensive approach. It's going to be holistic. It's going to come with coaching. It's going to be personalized to you. So for future, if you're thinking about it, or if you're currently in a program right now and it's not delivering, like our two guests, Corey Rose and Colette Stewart, are saying that they've actually tried other programs and those programs didn't work. And many of those programs you're probably doing right now. So what I say is give Armageddon a chance to change your life. Visit our website at ArmageddonWorld.com. Again, that's ArmageddonWorld.com. Or you can Google Armageddon Weight Loss. It's a blue website. When you get there, you will see what the picture of success looks like. Thank you for joining me for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.